Hey, this is Jonathan. The question is, I've heard you say in the past that when you're a young company or a startup that you should really focus on a few core services. Yet when I think about it, if I could make just a little bit of money on 5 to 10 different services, then when you add it all together, then I would make a nice amount of money. So it would seem that it's a lot easier to make a little bit of money on 5 services than it is to make a lot of money on 1 service. Very, very smart. However, I just don't think it's quite that straightforward. So when you look at the math of it, that's true. It is. I mean, if you could just make 40 grand on 10 services, you'd have a $400,000 business. It seems a lot harder maybe to sell $400,000 worth of 1 service. So very smart logic, except that it just doesn't work that way. So let me give you an example. So let's say you're going to offer 2 services. Just for the sake of example, we're going to talk about 2 services. So one is we're going to do lawn mowing. Let's do 3. You're going to do lawn mowing, you're going to do landscape, and you're going to do lawn care, fertilization and weed control. So let's ignore tree care, fertilization and weed control. I'm sorry, irrigation, mulch, flowers, bush trimming. Let's ignore all that other stuff and let's just solely look at these 3. Mowing, landscape, lawn care. All right, so what does it take? Lawn mowing takes, depending on commercial or residential, a number of lawn mowers, 21-inch lawn mowers, maybe some riders, maybe some walk behinds, and then all the small miscellaneous equipment. It also takes a knowledge of how to mow the properties quickly. It takes a knowledge of how to bid them. It takes a knowledge of how to price them. It takes a knowledge of understanding the square footage to pricing relationship. It understands how to convey to the client why you're the very best company for that specific service. It takes an understanding of what is the pain point that that customer experiences. What do they hate about lawn care companies that mow their lawn so that you can win most of the business and convey how you're going to overcome that pay or pain. So that's lawn mowing. Landscape. Landscape takes, depending on how big you want to go, a bobcat. Maybe it doesn't take that. Maybe it takes experienced guys in hardscape, like installing stone and rock. Maybe you want to build fire pits or arbors. You got to know how to do that. Maybe you want to do fences. Maybe you want to plant plants. Now it takes an understanding of all the plant varieties. How much water do they need? How big do they grow? Where should they be placed? Can you actually do design? Are you any good at it? And then if you can design it, can you actually plant it? Do you know enough to be able to warranty and not get killed on the warranty? Can you go select all the plants? Do you understand how much effort it takes to run around and pick up all the plants and get the plants and stone and everything else from all the different sources? Can you price it? Do you understand how to price? A lot of stuff to know. Over here on fertilization and weed control, now we need tanks, we need a truck, we need to know how to market these services, we need to understand, we need to get licensed, we need to understand what it means to put down too much nitrogen, too much fertilizer, too much weed killer, what it means to pre-emerge, exactly when, why, and how, and we need to understand everything about that. So you're a young business, maybe you're doing 700 grand or less. You've got to now know lawn mowing, landscape, fertilization, weed control. You got to be good at all of it. You got to be really good at all of it. You've got to understand, you've got to know how to market all 3 different services. You've got to know how to sell them. You've then, as you start to grow to the 5, 700,000, you're obviously hiring people to help you out at this point. You've got to train all these people. So you've got to be hiring the right people. How are you going to hire a spray tech to go do spraying if, let's say, you only have 400 properties or 300 properties? That may not be enough properties to keep him completely full. Are you going to find a spray tech that's willing to get out there and push a lawnmower? Sometimes that's hard. You're going to find a spray tech that really understands landscape. So if you're not going to grow that side of the business fast enough, then you're going to have to go spend all this money to get a tech that isn't going to be filled to capacity. He's going to cost you a bunch of money, and you're not going to be making any money on this guy till his route's completely full. Or if you're a small guy and you're trying to do landscape and lawn mowing and fertilization, weed control, and you're taking whatever you can get, you're running all over the place. Your routes aren't tight, there's no density, so you're spending most of your time on unproductive hours driving your truck around, your crews are driving around, you got 3 or 4 guys in the truck, you're paying them all this money to go 10 minutes, 15 minutes back and forth across town, you're not making any money. You're losing money on all that. When you focus, when you get serious, you go in and you say, we're going to be the best at lawn mowing. we're going to be the best. And we're probably going to, if you're going to do lawn mowing, you're probably going to do some bush trimming and weed pulling. We're going to be the very best at this. We're going to know it inside and out. We're going to know exactly how to price. We're going to know exactly if the turf is 5,324 square feet. We know to the dollar what to charge to guarantee that we make 27.2% net profit. You're going to learn that stuff. Then you're going to learn how to sell it. Then you're going to learn how to convince the client beyond a shadow of a doubt why you're the best company, why they don't have to worry that they're dog Skippy's going to get out the back gate and run away, why they're never going to have to worry about if you're going to show up on time, where they're never going to have to worry about all the other nightmares that they have to deal with when they want to go with the low price, cheap provider. You're going to be able to answer all those objections because you're going to know that business inside and out. Then you've only got to hire lawn care guys that can mow yards and not break sprinkler heads. That's all you got to worry about. You don't have to worry about hiring the guy that can mow, trim, put down fertilizer, you know, and install stone. You've got to have one guy, you got to train him to do one thing, and he does it over and over and over and over every single day. It's so much easier. Yeah, you got to sell more work, but it's so much easier. You don't have to know all this different stuff. I've said it before in other videos, but every different segment you offer, so everything, irrigation, lawn mowing, lawn care, landscape, it's like many little businesses. They have all their little nuances. They all require an investment. They all require a different level of knowledge, different level of licensing and certification. When you start them, it requires different marketing. Just because you have a bunch of people letting you mow their lawn doesn't mean you're going to sell $300,000 in landscape to those people. You got to go find new clients, maybe sell a little bit to those clients, but you got to go find some new clients to sell enough landscaping that you can keep all your crews busy and that you can make enough money. Inevitably, every time you start a new service, you're going to screw it up. You're going to learn, wow, I was underpricing this. Wow, I didn't know that. It takes a lot longer than I expected. You're going to learn all those little things you had no idea about when you enter a new service, such as landscape. You got to learn some lessons. So do you want to learn all the lessons for all the services, 5 or 10 services at one time? Or wouldn't it be a lot easier to go learn a ton about one thing and just dominate it and just pound the neighborhoods and pound the commercial buildings around the area and just dominate a market and just be the best in the market and get all the lawns in that area and just market to them over and over and over again till you own it? And then when you own it and you've built something and it's profitable, then you say, okay, now we've got a great base. We've got 800 people we can sell fertilization and weed control to. They all love us. They all trust us. We can afford to go spend $37,000 a year on a spray tech. We can afford to drop 30 grand on a truck. We can afford to get licensed. We can afford to do all those things. We can afford to make that big investment. And when we do, we've got 800 clients over here that love us that we can sell that service back into. So let's say we can get 50% of them. So we could sell 400 clients overnight. So now you're at least breaking even on this new service you've offered, maybe better. Isn't that a whole lot better than starting all these different services at one time and having 100 clients here on the lawn mowing and, you know, a few clients randomly on landscape that just has you running all over town and 100 clients over here on fertilization weed control that's making you no money and you're essentially losing money on it? Or isn't it better to go dominate one thing, get really good at it, get profitable at it, and then add another service and sell that service back in to all the client base you've already established? So that way you're at least cash flowing it while you really learn it and get really good at it and figure out how to market it and how to sell it and how to win a whole lot more business. Then you build up that segment. And then you say, wow, now we've got something. Now we've got 1,000 mowing clients and we've got 600 fertilization weed control clients. And I've been researching and studying this landscape thing, and I just so happened to find this really good guy that's great at hardscape, and we can pick him up right now for a great price, a great wage. Let's hire this dude, bring him on, and let's go sell some landscaping and hardscape services back into our 1,000 clients and back into our fertilization weed control clients. That's how you grow a business. That's how you strategically do it. Yeah, it's not as cool. It's not as cool because you can't go say, yeah, we do mowing, lawn care, fertilization, weed control, just like every other lawn care company out there. You can't say you can do all that. And some clients are going to be a little disappointed that you can't do it all. But you know what? You're actually going to be good at what you do. You're actually going to be profitable. I guarantee you that most of the guys that offer all the services are not extremely profitable. All you care about is being extremely profitable. That's what matters. You didn't get in business just to go mow lawns to make the homeowner happy. You got in business to make money, you know, to give them a great service at a fair price and to take home a bunch of money. That's the goal. The goal is to build your business. So Build your business right. Who cares about if it sounds cool? Who cares if you don't offer all the services? Get really good at a couple things and add a couple more things. And then over the years, add a couple more. And 5, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to have an incredible company. And you're going to be absolutely amazed where you came from. And what do you know? All along the way, you actually made money and made profit. So that's my 2 cents on why it's better to focus. Have I always focused? Absolutely not. So pretty much everything I ever explain and tell you, I learned the hard way. So I'm telling you, focusing is the way to go, and it'll just make all the difference. So hopefully that's helpful. I think if you listen to that advice, you won't be disappointed. I'm not the only guy that believes it. A number of guys that have been through the business, a number of guys that have done it will probably tell you the exact same thing. So give that a shot, see how that works out for you.